What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 3 of Vendetta's Podcast. I'm Vendetta the Beast, aka Citizen V, along here with my co-host, Tokyo 5. How's it going, 5?
It's going.
Well, we want to give a thanks to everyone who's tuned in right now as we head into another week under our new lives in quarantine. But same old, same old. It's going to be same thing until this is all over with. But enough of that. Let's get into this week's world news with my boy Tokyo 5. So, 5, what's been going on in the world this week?
Actually, things have actually been starting to open up. I don't know if that's happening in your state, but here in Florida, barbershops, nail salons, and I believe specific gyms have opened up.
Wow, lucky.
Charges dropped against a Florida pastor who held church services despite stay-at-home orders. Yeah. Florida prosecutors have dropped charges against a megachurch pastor who defied stay-at-home orders and held church large services anyway. According to a statement from Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren's office, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, I believe his name was, was holding church during stay-at-home orders. Pastor posed no ongoing threat to the public health, but still, when they tell you to stay at home, stay your ass at home.
That's what it is. People of faith. That's what they do. They do.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And if you're an animal lover, an endangered pygmy hippo was born at the San Diego Zoo, the first in 30 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pygmy hippos are an endangered species. I believe they've named this one April. Oh, no, but in April. I'm sorry. Mabel is the pygmy hippo. Mabel's the the mother. So Mabel, 4-year-old pygmy hippopotamus, gave birth to her first calf last month. And the baby's name is, I'm pulling it up now, the baby's name is not showing.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. So, in other news this week, a Kentucky woman was a Kentucky woman who was an acting EMT was shot and killed in her home during a police raid. EMT first responder Brianna Taylor was asleep in her apartment along with her boyfriend Kenneth Walker when Louisville police officers busted in with a drug warrant. Sources claimed that they also was granted a no-knock warrant to force their way into the apartment. Kenneth Walker armed himself with his licensed weapon and called the police and then opened fire on the men breaking in, believing them to be intruders. When the officers didn't identify themselves as police. When Kenneth shot, he hit Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly in the leg. That's when the officers, Detective Brett Hackinson and Detective Miles Cosgrove, fired back and ended up hitting Brianna 8 times and killing her instantly.
Wow.
Yeah, Kenneth was not harmed in the shooting, but he was apprehended and taken into custody. It was later found out that the three officers were at the wrong address, and the prime suspect for the arrest warrant was lived in a different part of the city and was already in custody the day before. Brianna and Kenneth had no prior criminal history, drug history, or arrest record. The families of Brianna and Kenneth have filed a lawsuit against the LMPD for wrongful death, excessive force, and gross negligence. The LMPD press conference claims that the warrant was a knock and announce type warrant, and also claimed that they also knocked several times and notified and announced their presence before forcing entry. The search warrant in question did not have either Kenneth or Brianna's name on it. This incident happened on 1 a.m. on March 13th. Yeah, it's that pretty crazy. It's that was the craziest thing that I heard this week. You know, how do you get a warrant and you for a person and you go to the wrong house, force your way in, and end up killing a person? You know, an EMT, no less. I mean, I'm waiting for more information to come out, especially when they finally go to trial for the lawsuit, and for Mr. Kenneth Walker, who's being held and being charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault against a cop. But right now, how it look with all the information that we have right now, it's looking pretty bad for these cops. They're looking, they look incompetent, extremely incompetent. How do you botch something this bad and not even know that the prime suspect that you was going after was already in custody? So now you have an innocent woman dead, an innocent man in jail, and also trying to have to go through the fact that he lost his girlfriend, and the family grieving at this tragedy. It's just big clusterfuck.
I don't like police. I don't like the judicial system. Yeah. This is sad. That's what it is.
Okay. From what now, it's going to be his their word against his word, you know, the family's word, you know. No matter what, there was police say they announced themselves, but eventually the truth comes out and we'll eventually find out why these officers were there and if they really had any business being there. And straight up, how it sounded, they shouldn't have been there in the first place. But we'll find out once the case gets moved forward.
Where exactly in Kentucky this was? Louisville, okay.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Huh? Wow, that's crazy. Some more news for you. Have you ever seen a blue bee?
A blue bee?
No,
never have.
A rare blue bee, scientists thought might have been or become extinct, has been rediscovered in Florida. An extremely rare blue bee that was last seen 4 years ago has been rediscovered by the Florida Museum of Natural History, or a researcher. I'm looking at a picture of this thing. It's blue, with very, I would say, white, goldish hair follicles or strands or whatever you want to call it, brownish wings, but yeah, it's blue, all right. The metallic navy insect, a blue, this is what it's called, and I might butcher this, Calamintha bee, yeah.
Calamintha bee, wow, that's...
Only been previously found in four areas, totaling just up to 16 square miles of pine scrub habitat in central Lake Wells Ridge. So, I've never seen a blue bee.
Me neither.
I know
that is interesting.
Millions of creatures on this planet that we have yet to discover. We're always discovering new creatures by the day.
Yeah.
But apparently this creature has been here for a minute. And it's been seen once before. So I've never heard of it. I didn't know there were blue bees. It looks just like a regular bee. Nothing too different except for the color of the skin. Or the outing body part of it. That's crazy.
Well, hopefully they're useful. Unlike the murder hornets.
Yeah. A New York barber working illicitly tests positive for COVID-19. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, this was what happens when you don't listen. Now, granted, I believe we're a country of just arrogance and pride. So I'm sure this dude had to probably pay some bills. But New York, that's like, that was like the number one hotspot for this disease, this flu.
Well done. Yeah. Well, good gosh, man.
Turning into some sports news. Did you hear the story about the two NFL players?
I believe I did. What was their names again? Yes, and what they did? I know they got arrested.
It was New York Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seattle Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar. They actually turned themselves in. Yeah. On armed robbery.
Well,
out of
honorable.
Miramar, Florida. Yeah, you can say that's honorable.
Oh, wow. Maybe
should have done it in the first place, but.
First place, I mean. Yeah, I mean, with all that money they're having, they making, we'll make them, especially during this time crisis, we'll make them do such a foolish thing like that. I mean, what the hell? I guess the case on the investigation, isn't it?
It's just pure stupidity is what it is. You know, and I believe DeAndre Baker was a first round pick. The Giants, so
yeah,
dude, you get a guarantee just being a first rounder. You don't get as much as like the first pick or the second pick, but you get a guarantee of money. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't.
This next topic has kind of got me a little heated. Just of the ignorance in it itself, it just makes no sense. The NFL is planning an incentive plan for minority hiring by incentively giving teams picks. What is it called? When you get a pick because you've lost a first round. I forget what it how it's said, but commission pick or something like that. Basically, this is the NFL saying, look, we'll give you a couple of picks if you, you know, hire a minority. That's what it looks like to me. I feel like honestly, it doesn't matter if he's black, blue, brown, green, yellow, gold. If he's the man for the job, he should be hired. I get that there's not that many black NFL coaches in the NFL, but I mean, there's got to be like at least what, 4 or 5? You got the Miami coach, the Chargers coach, Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
Holy shit. Is that it?
I didn't know Miami's coach was black.
I think that's
it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I believe that might be it. I mean, if I'm wrong, listeners, if I'm wrong, let us know. But Miami's head coach, I know, is black. You know what? I'm gonna look into that. I need to look into that real quick.
That's a, I was that's something interesting.
Only three NFL head coaches are black. I was correct.
Wow.
And I believe I named them. The Dolphins coach, Brian Flores, Mike Tomlin, and
Yep.
who is the third guy? No, because I think the Chargers have a new coach now. Well, no, he okay. See, now that's the thing.
Is he still there?
Lynn with the Chargers. So, there's your wow. Yeah, three black NFL coaches. But besides the point. Trying to incite NFL teams to hire black. This is what this is. Black coaches. I think that's kind of low for the NFL to try.
Yeah.
This is just crazy.
Yeah, it sounds the same.
An NFL wide receiver was arrested on five charges in Colorado. Redskins receiver Cody Latimer. I remember him. He's bounced around a few times. A few teams, I believe. Was arrested late Friday by Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Booked early Saturday on five charges. Five charges. Wow.
Wow.
But, you know, he did play for the Broncos. I remember, okay, there it is, from the 14 to 17 season. He did posted bond of $25,000, I'm sorry, after being detained. According to police report, the 27-year-old was charged with assault and the second degree menacing, illegal discharge of a firearm, prohibited use of a weapon, and reckless endangerment.
Wow.
And you're probably going to jail for a while.
Dear goodness. He better have some good lawyers. I mean, I'm pretty sure he got somebody to say that, but hopefully his legal team can get him out of this.
Bro, would you buy a $6.5 million house?
Dollar million house.
Would you buy it if you had?
Would I buy one? No, because I'm not stupid enough to buy a house that costs over $1 million. Because I spend my money like
you
that.
You could buy Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford's house, which is for sale. For $6.5 million. The five bedroom, seven bathroom? Why do you need that many bathrooms?
Wow. Good God.
Home features 12,295 square feet. Including 7,720 above ground. So apparently there's an underground part to this. That's cool.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah. 6.5 million. You can get this house. I believe Long Point Drive in Bloomfield, TWP. What's that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure another rich person is going to be in there.
That's too fancy for my blood.
No. I mean, it'd be nice to live in if they was giving it away for somebody, but yeah, that's not gonna be for the average person.
Well, one can dream, right?
Yes. That's what we all do, dream. But then again, dreams can come true if we work hard enough for it to get to that position.
Well, Major League Baseball sends union players daunting health protocols on how to play games safely in a pandemic. Get ready, because if Major League Baseball season is played this summer, it will look like nothing we've ever seen in the sports history. Now, I don't know if you've seen a couple of them, but the WWE's been doing their matches without audiences. I heard a rumor a couple of days ago that the NFL might actually do audience-less games, and you can watch them on TV, and they'll even go a little further by adding a digital audience. So it looks, or virtual, I'm sorry, virtual audience. Now,
that's going to be interesting. I mean, now the rules for, don't they make most of their revenues from the tickets, from though?
A lot of the stadium's money comes from all the drinks and the food and the merchandise and stuff. So that's how you keep most of the stadiums running. But without that, you know, that's going to be kind of hard. Now, here are the rules for Major League Baseball games going forward if they go forward. There will be no more bench-clearing brawls or even hitters charging the mound with fighting strictly prohibited. No high fives, no low fives, no fist bumps, no spitting. Now, that's a sport where you see a lot of dudes just spitting sunflower seeds and dip and
gum. Now, dip and gum and all that, wow, no, they're just taking all the fun out of it.
No chewing tobacco, so that pretty much sums up the spitting part.
It's basically not baseball anymore.
Games and stay 6 feet from another in the dug. How are you going to be able to be 6 feet from your player, from your teammate in the dugout? Those things are only so big.
Oh, wow. What? They're. Wow. I can tell a lot of people are not. Baseball fans are not going to be happy about this. It sounds ridiculous.
You're pretty much. This is America's game, and you're taking it away. That's how I feel. I get that. Me personally,
Oh my goodness!
If that's all the case of it right there, if that's what you want to do to have a safe game, don't have the games at all. Just when everything's 100% ready to go.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? I feel
like that's taken away from the players. You know, that's what the players do.
Yeah.
It's, high fives are a congratulatory thing in sports when a player does something great, like steal a base, hit a home run, bring in a runner on third. Those are congratulatory moments, and you're taking those away from the players.
Oh, yes, yeah. Also taking one of the best part, right. The fights.
Exactly.
That's one of the reasons why a lot of people watch it.
Dude, have you seen CeCe Sabathia lately? CeCe Sabathia, the pitcher from the Yankees.
See what?
I don't think he plays for the Yankees anymore. That's where I remember him from. The fat pitcher. He was like really fat. Yeah, lost a lot of weight. Looks very just buff.
Right? Oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can always find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at VenFivecast or Vendettas underscore Fivecast or just Vendettas Fivecast with the F. You can always hit us up, leave comments, ask questions. We're always willing to listen. We'll be heading to a short break momentarily. But when we come back, we're going to bring you a new segment to the show. I like to call Tokyo's Trivia. Now, with this, we'll be asking my partner here, Darrell, 5 questions. And this is just all around trivia. This is, you know, history, sports, world news, geography, math, whatever it is. We're going to see how knowledgeable my friend here is once we come back from this short break.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Want to start your own podcast? Want to gain thousands of listeners? Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free. Yes, free. Which you can use right from your very own smartphone or PC device. Darrell and myself have been using Anchor for a little while now. We love it. You can also make money from using your podcast with no minimum listenership. And make sure you check out our podcast, Vendetta's Fivecast, for all your gaming news, updates, and more. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, everyone. Now we have a new segment that we're about to start. It's going to be Tokyo's 5 Trivia. Or Tokyo's Trivia. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know better. So, what's the deal with this? I believe you're saying you're going to try to ask me some random questions and see if I could get them right. And also now, the listeners.
Listeners, ladies and gentlemen, you can interact as well. What I'll be doing is I'll be asking my partner here, Darrell, 5 all-around questions of just any type of trivia. The game here is to see who can get more correct. Now, we will be we are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If you'd like, you can submit all your answers on Twitter. Only me and Darrell will be knowing the answers during this episode. But I will post the answers next week before episode 4, and we'll see who had correctly answered more, you or the Beast. Now, Darrell, how much do you know?
Yeah. Okay.
How much knowledge do you have?
I think I'm pretty knowledgeable about things. Okay. Most of the things I do care about or that catch my interest. Before,
these are 5 random questions that they're not in any same category. Each question is different from the next. I can ask you a math question, and then I can ask you a question about music. Then I can ask you a question about video games. Then my next question can be about history. Very random. But we're going to see how much you know. So, we're going to see if you can beat the listeners. Listeners, you have 5 chances to beat Darrell here. Darrell, same goes for you. Now, here are the rules.
Great.
You can only give me one correct answer or one final answer. Oh, I ask you before you finally say yes, is this your final answer? If not, you can give me another answer. But you cannot change your second answer. You get what I'm saying? So once you answer me,
I'm gonna
ask you, is that your final answer? And if you say no, you can try to answer again with a different answer. But after that, we're moving on to the next question. So that was the final answer. I will then say this is the correct answer. The correct answer is I will show Darrell the answer, and he'll know a little bit of trivia himself. You have a pen and paper ready? Are you ready? Welcome to Tokyo.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, let's get this thing started.
What was the name of Quentin Tarantino's first movie character he acted?
Oh, man. Isn't that something? Oh, man. I really got to think about this. Oh, man.
Did I mention you only got 20 seconds?
Holy crap. That's bullshit. Okay. God dang it.
Gotta give you something.
Crap. I don't know. Shit.
So no.
I honestly don't know. I'm not even gonna try.
Okay. Boom. Here is the correct answer, Drew. Don't say nothing. Just. All right.
Huh. Okay. On to the next one. All right.
Question number two.
Yeah.
What year did the Great Depression begin? What year?
Wait. Say that one more time. The Great Depression
began.
Did it begin? Huh.
Is that your final answer?
In 1929?
Here is the correct answer, Darrell.
Yes.
Are you ready for question number three? All right. Question number three.
Sure.
What was the name of the first African-American Olympian? Yes.
African-American Olympian?
Now, you don't have to give me the sport because
holy crap.
I'm not asking for the sport. I'm just asking for the name.
Okay. Okay.
Is John, that your final answer?
Taylor?
Okay, here's the correct answer.
Yes.
Are you ready for question four? Question four.
Okay,
what
sure.
was
Let's
the
go.
Very first Pokemon game called? Yes.
The very first Pokemon game called?
Is that your final answer?
Pocket Monsters Red and Blue?
Here's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Are you ready for question number five? All right. Question number five.
Yeah.
Which state holds the most known professional gamers? Gamers.
Known games. Professional games?
I'm not asking for the city.
Gamers? I'm
asking for the state.
Holy crap. Dang. I'm going to say Texas.
Here's the correct answer.
Yes.
Now, how many did you get correct?
I got two correct. Well,
we're going to see if our listeners can do better than two. So, for all you out there listening, I'm going to repost the questions on Twitter after this episode. You'll have a chance to answer. Next week, I'll reveal the answers, and we'll see who had more questions answered correctly than the Beast. Bro, I know a lot of us usually come to listen to this podcast for one thing and one thing only. What is the news like in the gaming world?
Well, gaming news has been interesting, especially with a lot of all the events and stuff that have been closed down. And you know, E3, Comic-Con, and all every different gaming or comic events that's been shut down and canceled for the year. One particular event that has been not only but that has been canceled this year, but just because it's canceled doesn't mean the event's canceled physically. They chose to put it online. That event, this particular gaming event, is EVO, which is the Evolution Championship Series. It's the popular fighting game tournaments that's usually held every year. You know, yes, it's usually. Supposed to be held in Las Vegas this year from July 31st to August 2nd. It's being canceled, but it will be replaced with an online tournament starting in July 4th to August 2nd. So it's going to be the whole month of July. Now, one thing different this year. There will be in the lineup of games that's usually in it, the one game that will not be part of it will be Smash Brothers Ultimate. The official lineup for the games that will be put in the tournament is going to be Dragon Ball FighterZ, Granblue Fantasy Versus, Samurai Showdown, Soul Calibur 6, Street Fighter 5 Champion Edition, Tekken 7, and Under Night and Birth, X Late CL-R. The online tournament will also include an open tournament for games originally not in a lineup for games like Killer Instinct, Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath, when that drops, Skullgirls Second Encore, and okay. Them's fighting herds. Also, EVO announced it will be hosting a special invitational tournament featuring Marvel vs. Capcom 2 for the game's 20th anniversary, called the 20th Tournament of Champions. Registration details will be forthcoming, the organizer says. So, yeah, even though a lot of stuff is being shut down, looks like Evo's is still trying to adapt to the situation, and it looks like the fighting tournament is still going to be held. Just going to be online, which I'm sure a lot of pro fighting game gamers is going to love. I mean, I can't wait to watch it online and see the rankings. Hey, you never know. I might even try to register myself.
Well, okay. That sounds like fun, you know. Everything else has been over the computer, so that I know will be, you know, good news for a lot of people who've been wanting to be in this tournament, and with the pandemic and everything, you know, nothing's changing. It's still going. It's still going to happen. It's just now it's going to be from the safety of your own house. I think that's smart. And you guys are still going to get to beat each other's asses up. So,
yep.
Either way.
It's going to be even funnier when a lot of disconnects happen and a lot of lagging happens too. So, I'm pretty sure we're going to see a lot of that also. Now you can rage quit from you can actually rage quit at home. Wait, yes, we do. Don't we, Tokyo? Yeah, haven't been on Mortal Kombat ever since. Sorry, someone whooped your ass in it.
But Epic Games is allowing anybody on the PC to get GTA 5 for free before May 21st. Ooh. You can claim it, and it's yours forever. So you PC gamers out there,
all right,
like play with mods, because I know I see a lot of Grand Theft Auto YouTube videos and whatnot of people, you know, freaking driving their cars off ramps and seeing how far they can go into the damn ocean and defying the laws of physics and gravity and shit. It's free till March 21st or May 21st. So make sure you get it. All right, yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know, but the last Grand Theft Auto game I played was Miami Vice.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's move on for the free monthly games for this month. Yeah. As you already know, V4 Rally Racing is still for free right now. And today, I believe today is the last day for anyone to get it. V Rally 4, the cross rally racing game, and also Sensible World of Soccer for the Xbox One and Xbox 360. Those two games are still available today, and this is the last day that you can get them for free. Because yes, and tomorrow will be the new games for available for free will be Warhammer 40,000 Inquisitor Martyr, and that's going to be for the Xbox One exclusively, and Overlord 2, which will be for the Xbox One and Xbox 360. So those two games will be available tomorrow and for the rest of the month of May. And Sony, PlayStation fanboys, and I still have your two simulators, you know, City Skylines and the City Creator Simulator and Farming Simulator 19. So enjoy those for the rest of the month.
Popping that corn. Yeah, farm.
I mean, right. I'm pretty sure there's someone out there.
You can't. You can't just
like we said, it's a free game. You never know; it might come in handy one day. Nope. Okay, now we're going to move on to the segment. Five games to play while in quarantine. All right. Now, as you all know, still down in quarantine, you still need new games to play. Still need new things to do, something to take your mind off being in the house, or something for, you know, people who are stuck in the house and who might be thinking about start playing games. Here go some games I can personally recommend that you might want to play to help you pass the time. We got, and coming in number one, we have Left 4 Dead. This is a classic survival horror game like no other. One of the best in this particular era, when it came out in the early 2000s. In my opinion, it's like the blueprint for multiplayer survival horror games. I mean, it started that shit, the multiplayer survival horror genre. Yep. Anyone who loves zombies, this game has plenty of it. Hordes and hordes of zombies that you have to take on, and mutated zombies creeping around every corner. And trust me, when you face some of these mutated zombies, it's going to blow your mind, and it's going to. Sometimes you don't even see them coming before they hit you.
From the witch.
And if you do hear them coming, run or start shooting.
Yeah.
Or burner, if you're brave.
Ooh.
Number two. The Elder Scrolls IV: Oblivion. Now I'm gonna tell you like this. This game was what Skyrim is. If it wasn't for this game, Skyrim wouldn't be as big as it is, because it started. This is the game that got me into the Elder Scrolls, and I loved it. Open world environment. It was beautiful. It had beautiful graphics during this time. Infinite amount of quests. World this full of enemies to fight, an endless amount of loot to find and collect. I mean, this game was just amazing during this time. There was a reason why came out, it was nominated for it. Not only nominated, awesome game, but won Game of the Year. Yes. It was just amazing game. Oblivion, you can go check that out right now. Available for the Xbox 360. And trust me, you'll be amazed. Number three. Dante's Inferno. One of the most iconic action adventure games during the console generation, you know, during the 360 and PS3 days. This, you know, taken from a 14th century poem, and they made it into what it is now, into a classic tale of the nine circles of a circles of the underworld of hell and turned it into a damn video game. I mean, hack and slash, and enemies all over the place.
You know what I'm talking about this game?
Blood and guts, gore. Man, it's just the violence in this game is high octane and has merciless challenges, and the bosses are even more brutal than ever, and you have to be on your P's and Q's when you're playing. This game is sure to give you hours in front of the TV, and
you know what fucked me up about this?
You're going to have to remember the fights that you barely survived in this game.
The fucking babies. The Scyther arms, you know, looking like baby Scythers.
Oh, right, yeah.
There? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Things. Yep. I'll tell you right now, this game is not for the faint of heart or for the very, you know, who gets offended easily or religiously, but I'm telling you, but this game is the real deal.
Game.
One of my favorites.
And the cool thing about the anime series was for each circle, they had a different artist do each circle. So you would have a Japanese artist do one of the circles, and then it would go into like some old school cowboy bebop looking type art. Then it would change into some like crazy new age art. It's freaking crazy.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna look that up, the anime up, and just see if I can watch it later on. It's just awesome. Come in, number four.
Four.
Marvel's Ultimate Alliance. The ultimate comic book video game. Forget everything you know about Endgame and MCU. This was the most ambitious crossover ever in comic book history. A legendary action RPG with a mass roster of Marvel characters with also timeless cameos and comic references in it. This game was all around awesome, you know, playing as any and every a good majority of the Marvel Heroes roster, you know, from Spider-Man to
Deadpool?
Blade to
Deadpool.
Moon Knight. Right?
Hey,
The second one did. The first one didn't. The second one had a bigger roster, but it had Deadpool in. And it the first one then. So I can suggest either one because both games are just amazing. And like I said, it is the best, probably one of the best comic book video games out there. So let me just get that right, because I'm about to say next, it's also a comic book game, but one of the best.
Okay, I was about to say you're comic book games comic, right?
Ever. One of the best.
About to start
the
comic,
best
right?
Marvel comic book game ever.
These are two different comics where these two games were finishing up with. Two different comics, two different worlds. You know me. I love Marvel, but what you're about to say next, that's my joint.
Yeah. Number five. Batman Arkham City. The best Batman game ever. The best Batman experience ever. The Arkham Asylum series is the best experience that you're going to have with Batman. Nothing else. Don't forget anything you heard about the on NES or the Sega or anything before these games. The Arkham Asylum series especially Arkham City, is the best Batman games ever.
Is there the any best other DC games out?
Batman experience ever. Also one of the top comic book video games ever.
The fighting one, right?
And
that's besides Batman in the fighting game, there isn't any other DC games out, is there? Like, right. Batman is the shit, y'all.
Nope, other than Injustice, but that's that. But this... Yep. You know, this is a classic. Another game of the year. This game, this title, I actually won Game of the Year also when it came out. Because why wouldn't it? You know, a great action adventure detective game where it advanced on its already unique combat system. And you know how can it was some I didn't think they could improve on what greatness they had in Arkham Asylum until I played this game, and I was like, okay, now that's just dope. it was just puzzles beyond that you have to figure out, testing Batman's detective skills. Mysteries that has to be solved, boss fights.
Do you know
it's just a great game. But you can try check it out yourself. Available on, I believe it's available on any system right now. You know, well, mostly it was mostly for the 360 and PS3 when it first came out, but I believe it's available for the PS4 and Xbox One.
Just like Red Dead Redemption, and Elder Scrolls series games like Skyrim or Online, and Grand Theft. You play the game, but then you get sucked into the sidetrack notion of playing side quests, and you come back to the game.
Oh yeah, that's how you know it's good, and it's better to do that anyway. Anyway, I mean, I'm the type of guy that loves doing the side quest missions all before I go do the final, the main story. Yeah. Come, you know, back, just so you can be way prepared for the first boss fight and stuff, or the next shit. It's like,
the first boss fight is like, man, smacking with my pinky. Wow.
Yeah. Well, everyone, that's going to do it for this week. Thanks for joining us and joined us on our third episode. And you can catch us next week.
Facebook.
And you can also follow us on our social media pages. Twitter. On Twitter, you can catch us at Ven5cast. And then on Instagram, you can catch us at Vendettas_5cast, and on Facebook you can catch us at Vendettas5cast with a, now the 5cast on here is spelled with the F, it's spelled out, and on Instagram and on Twitter the 5 is the actual number 5, and then the rest, then the IVE in the cast. So yeah, go check us out on our own social media and follow us there. And get any updates.
And remember,
you can catch our shows we'll post on there and any other things.
Episode, I will reveal this week's episode's answers. We're going to see how many listeners correctly answered more than the Beast himself. So make sure you tune in. Catch us next week. I'm Tokyo 5. That's Vendetta the Beast. Peace.
AKA Citizen V. And guess what? We're out. Till next time, guys. Be easy.